Proclamation number 7126, dated the May 21st, 1958. Knowledge of the blissful as well as the wretched state. You cannot imagine the happiness in the kingdom of light, neither can you imagine the torments which the souls have to endure in the realm of darkness. Yet time and again you are informed of both through my word, thus you are not entirely without knowledge. However, whether you believe it or not, is up to you. Nevertheless, it will determine your own fate when your soul leaves the body and enters the kingdom of the beyond. For as soon as you believe what you are told time and again by my word, you will also live your earthly life accordingly. For no believer will irresponsibly live for the moment. Everyone will make an effort to live according to my will, even though his weak will can often make him fall. On the other hand, however, his way of life should not purely be determined by the fear of darkness or an expectation of beatitudes in the kingdom of light, for this by itself would not influence the state of his soul very favorably. But the devoted person will dwell on it and be impelled from within to lead a God-pleasing life. Only a person possessing a so-called conventional faith is calculating, who certainly has knowledge of my word but who more or less only fulfills everything due to outside pressure, due to commandments or regulations, and complies with these commandments for the sake of the promised reward or feared punishments. True faith, however, will establish the connection with the one in whom the human being believes. And then he will also feel responsible towards me and try to live in accordance with my will on earth, because he wouldn't want to sadden me and also because he feels my love for him and would like to prove himself worthy of this love. Yet the knowledge of the blissful as well as the wretched state which a soul can expect after physical death shall enhance the human being's sense of responsibility. He shall know that he is not living his earthly life pointlessly. He shall not be able to say that he had not received any advice about the consequences of a right or wrong way of life. And at the same time he shall also be informed of the purpose, which consists of the said state the soul can achieve. Hence he also has to know what this state entails. However, evidence of this cannot be given to you. Yet time and again a seriously striving person will indeed receive verification from the beyond, which then will no longer force him to believe, because only a devoted person may experience such, or it is intended to serve those of little faith as merciful evidence, whose weak faith needs a little support but who voluntarily want to live according to my will on earth. Yet someone who is observant will also experience and see things which he can accept as proof, but no manifestations from the beyond may compel to believe, and therefore only individual people will ever be able to describe experiences which extend to the life and the beyond. And these individuals will only be believed by equally spiritually striving people again, whereas unbelievers will ridicule them and portray them as liars or fantasists and accordingly derive no benefit for themselves either. But the world of the beyond reveals itself to the kingdom of light as well the realm of darkness, but never such that humanity will be compelled into belief. This is why phenomena of all kinds can always be disputed, or every single individual can make of them what he wants. And the individual person's loving way of life will once again determine the right realization. The loving human being will be inspired into ever more eager striving and also be supported in this by the world of light, and he will no longer doubt that there is a continuation of life after death which corresponds to his conduct on earth. And he will try to achieve the highest goal, for he will remain in constant contact with me. Amen.